Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
She is gone. It's a grand slam. Swung on, hit in the air to right field. It is high. It is far. It is gone. His third home run of the game. A Judgian blast to right field.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Go. April 16th, club going up on a Tuesday. Keith McPherson on The Fan talking sports on the greatest station ever created with the greatest fans in the world, WFAN 101.9 FM. WFAN was trending yesterday, obviously, with the announcement of our new boss, Ryan Hurley, coming in. His first order of business will not be to fire me. I guarantee you that. John Sterling also is why WFAN was trending. The legendary play-by-play announcer of the New York Yankees calls it a career. On Jackie Robinson Day, the Yankees go out wearing 42 and lose, but, you know, there's a big 42 out in Citi Field. Jackie Robinson's widow and family out there, or I think it's his daughter, excuse me, it's late. out there, and Jackie Robinson was honored across baseball, and the Mets get a win in Citi Field tonight. 877-337-6666. Allow me to dream of warm days like we had yesterday, where it's 75, 80 degrees. You can walk outside without a jacket. You can rock the shorts and the t-shirts and your nice kicks. You can get in the car, go where you want to go, get on the train, go where you want to go, jump on the ferry, go where you want to go. And where you want to go is to the Garden to see the Knicks or see the Rangers in the playoffs. Whether the Knicks are facing the 76ers, who cares? It's the playoffs. Playoffs, yeah. Who cares if you face the reigning MVP and the 76ers in round one? Knock them off, and then keep going. You feel me? You knock them down, and then you look bigger and badder to whoever you face in the next round. Doesn't matter. I hear all this talk today about, oh, who would you rather face? Maybe it's the Heat. Okay, avenge your loss from last year. Avenge your loss of Julius Randle. I know you're not afraid of either one if you're the Knicks, the actual Knicks. The fans can be afraid, but these guys that go out there and lace them up, and once they roll those balls out, they're ready to compete. And Jalen Brunson's got no fear. He's the smallest guy on the floor, and he can be the most dominant guy on the floor. As long as they don't stop him, right? And everybody knows, hey, that's got to be the main thing. Don't let Jalen Brunson beat us. But even if they do, other guys will rise. They have a team. They have a coach. They are not afraid of the 7 or 8 seed coming out of the playing game that's going to happen in Philadelphia. 877-337-6666. Allow me to dream of the streets of New York filled with Knicks jerseys and Rangers jerseys as the Rangers will avoid the Islanders in round one. And the Rangers most likely are going to get the Capitals, okay. But also, folks, will be wearing their Islanders jersey The Islanders have done it. The Islanders are going to face the Carolina Hurricanes. Go knock them off. Go to that brand new nice building out there in Long Island, UBS Arena, and root on your team. See what they can do. Maybe they advance to the next round. I mean, I'm dreaming of late April, early May, Cinco de Mayo, warmer weather, Yankee Stadium, legends, suites, the bleachers, the grandstand, everywhere in between, people drinking beers and taking shots and having chicken buckets and 99 burgers or whatever else you guys want at the stadium, but just enjoying life, enjoying the teams, enjoying the time. Same with the Mets, Citi Field, right? Citi Field's a nice ballpark. They got a lot of nice food and drinks and amenities and a lot of things that they've improved over the last couple years of the Steve Cohen era. Go enjoy your team and your ballpark. You have a team. They could get above 500 and not look back. The difference a couple weeks makes from thinking that they wouldn't see 500 to actually them getting to 500 and above 500 and being a winning team. It could happen. And you go show up and you have positive energy and positivity, and these guys reward you by finding a way to make it happen, to make it happen. What Mets, they can win. I don't care to see them lose. Yeah, it'll be a fun laugh to troll in the beginning of the season and if they go through a losing streak again, but I want everybody to win. I want us to have a champion. I want us to have good teams that represent New York and the fans and good things to talk about. I understand that negativity is always you know, what sells and negativity kind of leads and people want to call up and complain. But nah, we have two hockey teams in it. We have Knicks basketball, the New York Knicks. I know there's two basketball teams here, but clearly it's like 80% Knicks fans. They're better than we've seen in a long time. I think we could have a great spring with the Rangers, the Isles, the Knicks, the Yankees, and the Mets. Just pumping fans up, and the next thing you know, I don't dip too much into NYCFC, the New York Red Bulls, WNBA. I know the draft was last night. If you care to talk about that, call me up. But, man, as a sports fan in this city, we are rooting for a champion. We're rooting for a winner, and somebody will rise out of these teams that we have three in the playoffs and two in their regular seasons, hoping for postseasons to come. So 877-337-6666. Let's get back to the phones and keep talking about John Sterling, the Yankees, the Mets, the Knicks, the Rangers, the Isles, whatever you guys want to do. Keith McPherson on the Fan going to Connecticut to talk to Corey. What's up, Corey? You got it.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. You know, little bit of a cough, but not a cold. I don't know. I know Paul was sick. I know Fleegs was sick. I know C-Mac was sick last week. And I'm trying not to be the next.
Okay, well, I just want to tell you that I appreciate your positivity. That's important. You're going out to a major audience, and I love your energy. It's awesome.
Thanks.
First of all, I just want to say that, honestly, I appreciate also the way that you recognize John Sterling. I'm a Mets fan, but... you know, there's only so many great broadcasters that we have left, and I think that we should appreciate all of them. I think Howie Rose maybe is one, but there's
absolutely
only so many in our history. And John Sterling, as much as maybe I didn't appreciate him in his time, he kind of drove me crazy as sort of a Yankees hater, but I recognize at the same time he's an all-time great. There's just not that many that we have left. So that's important for us all to remember.
Yes, sir.
I also just want to say really quick, like you said, positivity. We should all be going crazy with the Knicks right now. I go back to like early 90s Knicks fans, and there's so much to be thankful for. So I appreciate your overall message, just keep doing what you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Corey. Yeah, positive energy. I used to have positive energy in my bio on Instagram, Twitter, you know, social media apps. But then nerds would try to use it against me when they would say things to me and I would respond, fight fire with fire, you know, when I would match their negativity. They're like, oh, what happened to positive energy only? I'm like, well, not for you. My positive energy, you don't get that. But nah, you need it, man. And I think anyone that meets me in person feels positive energy. I root for everybody. I want everybody to win. I think when I was in here Thursday, I didn't realize that C-Mac was going to be out, and Al Cintron walked in. That was my first time ever seeing the guy. That was my first time shaking his hand, telling him, hey, I'm rooting for you, bro. Good luck. Do your thing. Happy for you. You know, fandom aside, rivalries to the side, I don't care about anything like that. Like, I want to see people win. I want to see people be successful. I want to see people be happy. And when I look at a guy like John Sterling, he's happy. He's happy with his decision. And he's wildly successful beyond, like, he said it himself. 36 years, he got the call of the Yankees. That was his dream. 64 years as a broadcaster. Like, people don't get to do that. it's such a rare thing. So shout out to him. And then, you know, also what Corey said about the Knicks, I've been a Knicks hater as a Nets fan. I've been someone punching up as a Nets fan, looking at the Knicks and their fans and saying, ha ha, the team don't match the fan base. Don't match the arena. You can't make the playoffs. Bums. LOL Knicks. Knicks for clicks. All of that. I understand what's going on. I've watched every move over the last couple years. The same way you hear me talk about, I've never watched the Mets as much as I've watched the Mets in those last 3 years being on the fan. Same thing for the Knicks. I don't know. When I hear people say they have multiple teams that they watch, I'm like, how do you have time? How do you have time to watch both teams? How do you have time to not miss a game with both teams? I think you're lying, but either way, I've watched a lot of Knicks basketball in this last 2 years, and it's not time to get cold feet. It's not time to get scared now. You're playing a play-in team. They should be afraid of you. They're in the play-in. Joel Embiid can be stopped. Tyrese Maxey can be stopped. Nick Nurse and whatever he's got planned, you got to feel like you're the immovable force. You got to feel like you have home court advantage. And if it's not the Sixers, which we don't even know, you can't be shook of the Heat from last year. Last year is over. Last year is last year. They are not the same team. And who knows if they can catch fire and get hot again. Man, they were just on one last year. Jimmy was absolutely on one. He had some of those games where he went crazy. It's not a guarantee that happens. 877-337-6666. Take the mentality of your leader in Jalen Brunson. Take the mentality of the players around him. They're not afraid of anybody in the NBA. They walk up to the Celtics in TD Garden, smack them, and say, okay, yeah, rest your guys, sit your guys, maybe we'll see you. But I don't think that they fear anybody that's in front of them, and you shouldn't either. As a fan, there's no bad matchup for the Knicks. In my opinion, there's no bad matchup. I did rain on the parade a little bit without Julius Randle. Julius hasn't played. So, like, what are we talking about? They might be better off with Julius without Julius Randle. I was hearing calls today. Someone was like, well, Julius Randle's a ball stopper. Julius Randle's going to chuck up some threes. Julius Randle. Yeah, you're right. You're right. And they have not had him on the floor for a long time. This is a different team than you had last year with Quickly and Obi Toppin, and it's a different squad. It's a different squad. It's a different group. Do not have fear. It's the playoffs. You can't go into playoffs shook. You can't go into playoffs with fear. I've said this a bunch. You want to be the best, you got to beat the best. Every year as a Yankee fan, I'm hoping we see the Astros. I don't want the easy way out because then people make excuses, right? You don't want anyone to devalue this Knicks run. So go through all of the big bad. Go through Joel Embiid. Go through Giannis in the next round. You know what I'm saying? Beat the Celtics and go through Tatum and Brown and end their run and then get there. And then stand on business. Let's go to Mario out in Long Beach on the Fan in New York. What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on? Good show.
Thanks, man. Thanks for joining me.
You know, I was reading an article about the Knicks, and it was saying that one thing they have, and you've been pressing this too, and it's really true, they have the most intensity and effort. It reminds me of the 90 Knicks, you know? Like, the, you know, you can't just look at Brunson. Look at the rest of the team, too. I mean, they just play so hard every single day, and it really doesn't matter where they land because they were going over this in the afternoon show, and they were saying, well, you know, playing Embiid or the one in the first round, and that's not fair. But then if they're number three,
nothing. Life isn't fair.
Boston, you know?
Yeah, I heard Evan, and I understand, Evan, oh, they got a crappy draw, blah, blah, blah. They didn't get a crappy draw.
That's wrong.
They got the number two seed that they worked for. They had one of their best seasons that we can remember. They are not afraid. They're not approaching this with that shook mentality. Oh, we got a tough draw. We got to face Embiid. Bring it on. Yeah, I get it that Embiid is back and the Sixers are winning. But, like, I'm telling you, they're not moving with a fear of any opponent. The opponent should fear them as the number two seed.
Right, right. And, you know, Keith, Embiid has not played very well in the playoffs in his career.
I know it. I watch every single year. There's no fearing Joel Embiid. You can put a bunch of different cast of characters around him. Jimmy Butler was with him. Ben Simmons was with him. It doesn't matter. James Harden was with him. Now it's Tyrese Maxey and Kelly Oubre and Tobias Harris and whatever. All in all, like you mentioned about how many minutes these guys play, how tough they play all season, that is their identity. That's their style of play. Some guys want to turn it on for the playoffs, and it's too late. They don't have to turn it on. They're going to keep doing what they've been doing. And like you said as well, thanks for the call, Mario, it is not just Jalen Brunson. It's Delaware Jordan, the big ragu. Dante DiVincenzo, you got to be ready. You got to be Batman to his Robin. You have to be ready to score. When they double team him, when they try to take him out of the game, you have to keep your shooting percentage up, be locked in, be ready to go. You can't have an off night on a night that they try to neutralize Jalen Brunson, which is going to be every night. Josh Hart, man, rest up these next few days, whatever it is, ice up, enjoy your twin boys, your wife, your family, whatever. But the Knicks need you, literally need your rebounding, your scoring, your passing, and just your energy getting to every loose ball and hustling. OG Anunoby, you missed a lot of time. That's fine. When you play, the Knicks win. Defensively, you are a weapon. Offensively, you can be a weapon too. This Knicks team absolutely needs the best out of OG Anunoby, and he knows there's going to be a bag of money at the end of that performance. Isaiah Hartenstein, congratulations, man. The world knows who you are now. This was your year. Prove it. Prove it in the playoffs with everybody literally watching in Madison Square Garden, the world's most famous arena. Prove that you're the guy. There's money attached to that too. Mitchell Robinson, you want to fight for your respect? You think that you're the man, you're the guy? Well, with the minutes that you get, whatever is asked of you, show out. Whether it's defense, a little bit of offense, whatever it is, just show that you're about the team and show that you're an NBA player. And show that you actually belong and you are what you say you are without any social media nonsense, without any pouting, any crying. Buy in and help this team. Bojan Bogdanović, I mean, your career, how much longer do you have left in your career? Where better do you want to go? This is it, bro. You're coming off the bench to be a scorer. You were traded for to be a scorer. Put the ball in the hoop. I seen you drop 40 as a Brooklyn Net. I know that was like 10 years ago. But you got to be a valuable piece in this run, especially as I'm talking about Jalen Brunson being neutralized and you being with that second unit. Like, Miles McBride, you got paid. They trust you. I could keep going through the whole roster. Precious Achiuwa, you're from the Bronx. It's time to put on. 877-337-6666. Man, dream. Dream of the greatest playoff run you've ever seen the Knicks having. And maybe at the end of that dream, it won't all be a dream. It'll be reality. Let's go down to Atlanta and talk to Adam before we go to a break. What's up, Adam? You're on The Fan in New York.
Hey there, Keith. I'm a big fan of the show. I got 2 points to make tonight. First of all, about the Yankees.
Okay.
This guy, Fizzy Rizzo, it's hard to ditch the guy. He won a stinker at first base. And the guy is washed up. Looks like a failure.
You know what? It's tough with Rizzo. I don't know what's up with him, bro. Like the fielding ground balls / fielding the throws that are thrown his way. This is a guy, and I said this on the radio last week. When Rougned Odor was on this team, he told Rougned Odor, throw it anywhere. I'll pick it up. As a third baseman, Rougned Odor wasn't a third baseman having to heave the ball across the diamond. Now with Rizzo, don't throw it anywhere. It's got to be right on him or he's not making a play. Even when the ball's hit right to him, it's concerning. I don't know what it is.
Fizzy Rizzo, that's what I call him.
Yeah, but
Rizzo.
I don't want him to be because I feel like he's had some clutch moments at the plate. He hasn't been that bad with his bat. I don't want to believe Father Time has just said, Rizzo's done. He can't play first base anymore because that's going to be a problem for the Yankees.
I don't know. I think we got to see some more John Birdie action at first base. Like the guy's wheels. Well, I mean, out of that leadoff spot. Torres has got to be on the bench too. Torres is a piece of hooey, the guy.
John Birdie's on the IL.
John Birdie's on the IL. Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, John Birdie is hurt. So.
I missed it.
It's okay. You can't, and that's why Oswaldo is going to get the run that he's getting at third base. But when he comes back, maybe a possibility to put John Birdie there. Also a possibility to put DJ at first base because Rizzo.
Oh, and DJ's coming off the IL. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we'll see. But Rizzo, it is concerning to watch the game and not have a sure. He's been a sure glove most of his career. He's been a guy you could count on most of his career there. I know he's, what, 33 now? It's concerning, but I don't think it has anything to do with him being concussed last year. I just think he's getting up there in age, and he's not as sharp as he once was. Happens to the best of us. He's 34 now.
Yeah, and the judge over here, the guy is off to a terrible start. I'm getting very concerned about the year he's going to have.
It's not even a terrible start. It's just not judging. As John Sterling would say, a judgian blast. It's just not judge-like. Judge is supposed to be a top three hitter, top three player in the sport. Judge is supposed to be one of the most feared hitters, and I'm watching pitchers. They don't look afraid of him. It's I don't know. I just keep saying it's early, but pretty soon it's not early.
Yeah, totally agree with that. And my second point about John Sterling, I mean, the guy's got some legendary calls. Got to point out one of my favorite ones. That Stalin Castro call, Starlight, Star Bright, Stalin hit with all his might. I mean, the guy was out of this world, John. But the only thing, the problem is he had some serious blunders, useless in the game. Sometimes you get a little confused when you're holding the game with John.
Yeah. Again, age, Father Time is undefeated. I've listened to games where I'm like, come on, John, you got me. Or like, John, you did not see what happened. But you excuse that because the man is 85 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, the dynamic. Well, I still remember when John almost had a heart attack when Susan Waldman picked John Ryan Murphy as player of the game when he got like a walk out of the pinch hit spot.
John Ryan Murphy, yeah, got traded to
Diamondbacks
for Didi Gregorius. Yeah. Forgot about that. There's a bunch of those.
You got to pull that out some of the archives.
I'm sure that we could find it. Yeah, like John Ryan Murphy. Yeah. Player of the game, star of the game. Thanks for the call, Adam. Appreciate it, bro. yeah, that just made me think about John and Susan's dynamic, and I loved what Susan had to say. And it's tough to that's your partner, that's the person. Like I'm wearing the John and Susan shirt right now. I posted it on Instagram and Twitter. I got a couple of these shirts, and I saw RotoWear just came out with a. shirt that says, "Well, John, I thank you," with this like silhouette of John Sterling. I'm like, they better be sending that to the crib. I need that. You know, shout out to Susan. I love Susan too. And I think I referred to them as our Yankee grandparents, and both of them were like, "We're not grandparents." I'm like, you could honestly be, both of y'all could be my great, you guys could be my grandparents, not great grandparents, but it's a compliment. I say that like we love you guys. We look up to you guys. We listen to you guys. We have for our whole Yankee fandom. And now that's a wrap, and it's crazy. We've kind of thought about one day this would happen. And yesterday was the day. And today is the first day. And like it was like the article came out and there were some rumblings. And then it was just like the announcement. The Yankees were like effective immediately. John Sterling announces his retirement. He's not calling another game. Done. Just like that. Let's take another John call before we go to break. 877-337-6666. If you want to talk Knicks, call in now. It's wide open. If you want to talk about the Mets and what we're now seeing the Mets do, winning, finding ways to win, it's wide open. If you're concerned about Rizzo at first base, if you're concerned about Judge at the plate, if you're concerned about Gleyber Torres from over the weekend, I'm definitely going to talk about Gleyber. It's just I think Gleyber is done. I think Gleyber's just, and we'll get more into it. But if you have calls on the Rangers or the Islanders or anything else that I hit on that we haven't got to yet, I'm shrinking my call list down. Let's go to Josh in the Bronx on the Fan. Go for it, Josh, before we go to break.
Keith, on the legacies and everything, you know, like you're building yours, and as you go along, you meet people like John and Susan and everything. You know, adding to, you know, another dream come true. I met so-and-so here and there and everything. It's just so awesome, baby. Keep going. Thank you. Keep for taking my call. Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. You got it. Yo, Zig, my guy Zig, yo, I was coming to you next, bro. I was coming to you next and you dropped off. Sometimes when I say, oh, I'm getting rid of my calls or you should call now, that's when somebody gives up. That's like the meme. Like they show it like gamblers and the guy's like digging. He's underground. He's about to find the diamond, but he gives up right. He just gets tired, gives up right before he breaks through. It's like, why would you call and hold for an hour? I was just about to get to you, then you hung up. Call right back. It's wide open. So before we go to break, again, I am on the record saying that I don't believe the Knicks can get to the Eastern Conference Finals without Julius Randle. Well, that's what I said as a dummy that day, hearing the news and hearing the reaction of the Knicks fans, feeling like they didn't get whole again, overreacting. And I thought, oh, let me hammer the Kings' money line. They're about to lose this game. And then the Knicks showed me again, it's not what you think. This is not a Knicks team of the past. They're not about to fold. And then I watched these games over the last course of the week where they're fighting for the two seed. They're not taking their foot off the gas. They won't rest. This team is determined. And they have multiple guys that are locked in and ready. I tell the Knicks fan, don't go in with cold feet now. Don't be shook now. For what? You're the big bad wolf. And even the one seed in the East knows that because you just went into their building and made them fold. 877-337-6666. The Rangers are the big bad wolf in the Metro, in the East. The President's Trophy winners. Good. If this is a 30-year shades of 1994 type of thing, I'm sure somebody posted something like there was an earthquake and there was this in 94 and this happened. I don't know. Did somebody else like John Sterling retire and call it a career back in 94? Maybe somebody has some symbolism to share with us. But, man, if you're a Rangers Knicks fan, you got to be fired up for what's about to happen. And if you're an Isles fan, be fired up. You're in there. You weren't sure a lot of different times this season if you were going to be in there. You're in. Anything can happen in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Mets fans, be excited as well. You're 8-8. It's a new season. You go forward from here hoping that they are a game above 500. They win another series. Then next thing you know, they're 5 games above 500. Now you're cooking. Now you're looking at the team like, oh, we got a couple different guys. JD Martinez comes back. Next thing you know, it's trade deadline time. Next thing you know, you're looking at a potential wild card berth. So, we've got a lot to look forward to. Obviously, the Yankees, we expect them to stay in first place. We expect them to keep rolling, and we'll talk about that. Everything from the pitching, whenever Nestor Cortez pitches. I think he's got one win, not to knock my dog, but like whenever Nestor Cortez pitches, it doesn't end well. The Blue Jays, all they need is three runs to beat the Yankees. They scored 3 on opening day, and the Bronx beat them 3-0. They scored 3 tonight, beat them 3-1. All right, I guess they can have that, but the Yankees absolutely have to bounce back. Rizzo has to be better. The infield defense has to be better. Man, you can't be bobbling balls on potential double plays. You can't not know where to go with the ball with the game on the line. I'm going to get into it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up at 877-337-6666. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Although things are going to change next year, we're going to move across the street. There are a few things with the New York Yankees that never change. That's pride, it's tradition, and most of all, we have the greatest fans in the world.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Still here. Still plenty more to do. KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson till 2 in the morning. On April 16th, we're talking sports in New York City. And there's a good feeling, a good buzz around a lot of New York teams, which we can't say most of the time. We can't say in recent time. But somebody's going to win something. Somebody's going to make us happy, proud, excited. We'll get right back to it. Just a couple things I wanted to retouch on. I think earlier I said it was Rachel Robinson, not Sharon Robinson, who was at Citi Field. The video I saw was actually Rachel Robinson, who is 101 years old. That's Jackie Robinson's widow. His daughter is Sharon Robinson. She's not as old. 101 years old. His daughter is 74 years old. I mean, to be blessed to live that long is crazy. And then still be moving around and doing stuff and showing up. God bless Jackie Robinson, his whole family, on another Jackie Robinson day. And, you know, I mentioned Larry Doby. I have not mentioned Roberto Clemente, who I feel like Roberto Clemente, you know, his day in the 21, that is important. And I look forward to that and more people talking about Roberto Clemente. With John Sterling, you know, I mentioned, like, it's not just baseball. Like, he had sports knowledge. I was reading the article on MLB.com that my guy Brian Hoke put together, and he wrote in there that, you know, John Sterling called Morgan State football for 8 years. He called the Washington Bullets in 1981. In addition, he had 7 years at WMCA and a year at WSB in Atlanta, right? He was down there calling Hawks games. He also hosted talk shows right here on WFAN and WABC in New York. He often served as a master of on-field ceremonies for major league games with the Yankees and is well known for his MC work at City Hall and Key to the City ceremonies. I mean, he's an iconic voice, person, man, and I just saw a clip that Talking Yanks posted, and it got me choked up a little bit. It was John talking about how nice people are to him and how, you know, everywhere he goes, you know, people are just really nice. And he tells Susan, we've got a lot of listeners. Yeah, you've got an army of fans and listeners and nice people that do love you and appreciate you and will be there Saturday, this Saturday, to lift you up and give you your flowers so you can hear the whole stadium and you don't have to be like, he was out there. I posted my video on Instagram of him doing Derek Jeter night with Michael Kay, man. It's going to be awesome. I guess Kayster will be out there to talk about John, right? And we'll get to see John and his whole family. I can't wait. I'm excited for it. 877-337-6666. Now we got a full rack of calls. Zig actually called back from Trenton. Go for it, Zig.
Ah, what's up, Keith? Now I was walking inside and the call dropped.
All good.
Shout out to our guy, Dwayne, before had a quote that touched my soul when he said, sports are the deodorant of the world.
That was a bar. Yeah.
I love that. That was awesome. But yeah, John Sterling, definitely sad day. You know, those drives to and from the shore in the summer, just not going to be the same without him calling and without the home run calls, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to tip your cap, you know. Hell of a career.
Yeah, one of the best in, like, just all the sports, entertainment, baseball, just for so long to be a constant like that. You tip your cap, you put your hands together, you show up. You support that guy, and you say thanks. You say thank you, John.
And for Yankees fans our age, that's all we know. He's been our voice our whole life. So
yeah, he's been calling him 36 years. I'll be 36 later this year.
Yep, exactly. But real quick before I get to my Yanks point, everybody's saying the Knicks are scared. Do they forget that we dog walked the Sixers earlier this year? We turned Wells Fargo Center into MSG South.
That's what I was saying. Like, follow the team. If these guys don't look afraid, maybe some hosts are, maybe some fans are. The team, they're not afraid of anybody in the NBA.
Exactly. I was down there in January with the Let's Go Knicks chance. Might go scout on Wednesday, see who we're going to play. We'll see.
Yeah. That's the right attitude to have.
But anyway, to my Yanks point, got to be positive, like you've been saying. Got to be positive, positive vibes only. Every team's going to win 60 games, lose 60 games. It's what you do with the other 42 that makes it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a little worried about, you know, the bullpen a little bit, some of the pitching, but you know the hitting's going to come around. And if we're still winning games with only a few guys hitting right now, I'll take it. Everything else will come around. I'm confident in our front office, hopefully, that they can do something, make a couple moves during the season, but you just got to be positive.
Thanks for the call, Zig. I'm going to take it from there. Jason Dominguez is on his way back. Garrett Cole's on his way back. DJ and John Birdie will eventually be back. They do have a trade deadline that I expect Brian Cashman to have a magnificent trade deadline haul for this team. I expect Brian Cashman to have a chip on his shoulder, maybe make some moves way before we get to the deadline. Just to show the world, I'm Brian Cashman. I'm the eternal GM of the Yankees, and I'm dead serious about winning a World Series this year with this team. They wanted to fire me last year. I'm going to see to them not being able to do that. That would be cool, right? I think that would be really cool if Cashman just said, yo, let's stack the deck. Let's get another reliever in here. Rizzo, let's get somebody to spell you at first base. Let's get another guy. Like, you just go for it. Make the bullpen stronger. Make the lineup stronger. See who's available. See who's selling and what you have to give. 877-337-6666. I don't mind the Yankees losing. I watched them lose 80 games last year. I don't mind the Yankees losing back-to-back. Humble pie. Right? All the barking is cool. All the beware dogs is cool. All the hype for Juan Soto and Verdugo and Volpe and Judge and everybody. That's cool. But at the end of the day, you know, you haven't swept the team since the four-game sweep to open the season. You had opportunities to. And you still have some flaws and some holes that you got to look in the mirror and get better and things you got to fix. You're not this juggernaut. You're in first place, but you're 12-5, and you've left some meat on the bone. So there's still more to be working towards. And on the other side, with the Mets, I mean, just look at their last few games. The first two series at home, tough. It's cold. It's windy. It's New York. But if I look at these guys taking 2 out of 3 from the Reds, 2 out of 3 from the Braves, coming home, taking 2 out of 3 from the Royals, and then taking the first one from the Pirates, where now you've got two games to take a – whoa, okay, hold on. We went from being swept, we went from losing every game to now possibly winning four seasons in a row or four series in a row before we head out to LA. Not too bad. And my guy Ross in Bergen County brings to my attention, Loopy out in LA can't even beat Washington. Yamamono. You know, I said I keep you updated on what goes on with the almighty dream team of Yamamotani and Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts and Max Muncy and Will Smith and whoever out there. Right now, the Washington Nationals are up 6-4 in the bottom of the ninth, and the Dodgers are on their last leg. So maybe your in-division rivals can knock down the Dodgers a little bit before you go out there and face them. And it's always a good time when the Mets face the Dodgers. 877-337-6666. Rich is down in Louisville, Kentucky on the Fan in New York.
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking me. Hey, listen, all props to John Sterling. I'm a lifelong Met fan, but what a legend. He's going to be missed. But reason for my call is, you know, listen, I'm not saying we're playoff bound or whatever, but I truly believe that we're back to 8-8 because we've got a core of players that have been together for a while. It's the same core of players that won 103 games two seasons ago. No. And I guess my question to you is, you know, now you've got Beatty and Alvarez. You know, if you want to follow the Braves model, you know, when do you say, if you're Cohen or Stearns, you know what, let's lock them in as young players. He's going to be our third baseman. He's going to be our catcher. We haven't had good luck with catchers.
Yeah.
As far as that goes. I don't know what you're saying.
Not anytime soon. They still have the highest payroll in baseball. They're still paying guys to play that aren't playing for them. I wouldn't be trying to draft up any new contracts. The first order of business would be to sign Pete Alonso before I sign the kids. I'm keeping those kids on those cheap contracts while they're under control. They're not going anywhere, and they still got a lot to prove. It's good that they're playing well and they look the part, but I'm not worried about the business side of locking those guys up just yet. I got to get some money off the books.
Well, my whole point, and I was going to mention Pete too.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, you know, we've got a core. And that's why I believe they didn't panic when we were 0-5. And so I just would love to see Cohen go to Pete and Beatty and Alvarez, say, okay, I've locked these other guys in for 4 or 5 years. I'm locking you guys in. Let's go. I don't know. It's just something that, you know, we haven't had in a while. It was the Yankees model during their dynasty, and I think it means a lot, much like how the Knicks with the Villanova boys, they know where everybody is at every, you know, in every moment of the game.
Yeah.
And they don't panic. So I don't know. I just feel
no,
like
you have the right thought. It's just early in the game. Thanks for the call, Rich. To buy out these guys, years of arbitration, right? Like I look at Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr. last year showed the Royals, like, yo, I'm him. I'm actually like that. I'm one of the guys, like, already in Major League Baseball. And if you want to just buy out my arbitration years and I never hit free agency and you are spending money in free agency right now to bring in better players, yeah, go ahead and lock me up. This is where I want to be. We can do that. But, I mean, they're the Royals. I don't know where their payroll is. It isn't so much even Steve Cohen, right? Because it's like, I think a lot of times we make the mistake of thinking, oh, money bag co, Steve Cohen, he can afford it. We can just have anybody. We can just lock up anybody. Let's take the Braves model and do it. It's David Stearns' vision. It's David Stearns' vision for what to do with Steve Cohen's money. And I think he's got plenty of time to decide what to do with some of the young guys. That's why I jumped and said Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso is a more pending one. Right, you're talking about homegrown guys and Brett Beatty and Francisco Alvarez. You have the guy that's been homegrown, been the man. And as Rick was talking about, the core of the Mets, which gives you some stability, and the game goes final at Chavez Ravine, home of the LA Dodgers, who don't look now where the Dodgers have. They won 12 games yet? I don't think they've won 12 games yet. Your Yankees have. But no, the Dodgers are 11-8, boys and girls. And the Washington Nationals went in there and took one from them. Good. That's baseball, Susan. Again, nobody knows anything, right? When I looked at the power rankings, almost all the power rankings, whether it was Bleacher Report, Fox, MLB, whatever, it's either Dodgers or Yankees at the top. But anybody can get got. It depends on who pitches, who doesn't. It depends on who has a night at the plate, who doesn't. Yeah, the Dodgers are still in first place, but they're stuck at 11 wins. They just lost their seventh, and they lost to the Washington Nationals. And the Mets won tonight. And the Yankees lost tonight, but they still have a league-leading 12 wins. And, man, I absolutely loved betting on Oswaldo to homer his first game back in the lineup. That was a good little cash-in. Keep him in the lineup. But then also, it being my son's birthday Saturday, I did not get to really watch any of the games, but I obviously get the alerts on my phone, and when I'm in the car, I'm listening to the radio. It's hard to play two and take two, and the Yankees did exactly that on my son's birthday, which erases the memory that I had of when my son was born, and they were in Yankee Stadium, and they went down like 9-0 to the Minnesota Twins in the first inning, and I just closed my MacBook, and I was like, oh, well, don't have to worry about watching the Yankees tonight. But yeah, I did want to open it up to any conversation of anything that you guys saw over the weekend against the Guardians. We're about to have the conversation about Rizzo, about Glaber, Volpe at leadoff, Volpe's defense, Volpe's throws, Judge. It was good to see Judge look better. We'll get into all that conversation right now. Tom is in Virginia. Tom, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
Calling in from Virginia. Nice. You know, I called in about Anthony Rizzo, but, you know, I got to be honest. I'd like to tell a quick personal story about John Sterling. Broke my heart reading the news today. I don't know about you. It brings up great memories of when I was a young kid. And my dad worked there with a hole in the floor and getting cigarette ash all over me, driving to Yankee Stadium 4 hours and seeing Ken Griffey Jr. playing the old stadium. And Daryl Strawberry getting the last out. And John Sterling, you know, lots of memories. He's, like you said, a great announcer. And I just wanted to shout it out. If you listen to it all, if you ever hear this, you know, I have great memories of my deceased father. Just thinking about him. And I just want to say thank you, John Sterling, for having me.
Thank you for the story, Tom. Rest in peace to your pops. John is still with us. It was a sad day today because we realized, you know, his career is done. But we honor him with stories like that and talking about him all night, and we're going to continue all season.
It just feels like he's been ripped away from us in a way where, you know, we weren't even...
Yeah, I had the thought today, Tom, I'm like, would this feel different if he would have just called it in March before opening day? I feel like he did it on his own terms. He started, he didn't feel right about it, he didn't want to do it anymore, and he bowed out gracefully. And we're prepared. We have two guys waiting in the wings that are ready, and I think we'll be all right.
I agree. And just one more, they don't make them like John Sterling anymore.
Yeah, no, one of one. Original. Go. Him. Oh, I thought we were going to talk about Rizzo. Well, thanks for the John Sterling story. I thought you were going to say, you know, Rizzo's glove, I don't know, the ball's hitting him right in the glove. His reaction time's not there. You know, a throw pulls him a little bit off the bag. That's the only knock on Volpe so far early on in this year. And obviously, you guys know I'm a Jersey guy, friend of the family. I'm all Anthony Volpe. I was all Anthony Volpe last year and this year supporting the kid. And just work on the throw. Like, some of the throws, they're bad. They're not good enough, especially with the game on the line. And we know you have the arm strength. Just relax on the throw part of it. Get the ball and get it there, especially with Rizzo looking like he can't handle some of these. The rushing, and I understand sometimes there are guys that can fly to first base, but you got to be able to handle the ball, especially in extra innings. Field the ball. Exchange the ball. Throw the ball. It's like that was the difference in sweeping the Guardians and not sweeping the Guardians over the weekend, in my humble opinion. Avery out in St. Louis, Missouri at school, calling back into New York. Welcome back, Avery.
Hey, Keith. I love John Sterling.
Of course.
It really breaks my heart to see what happened today.
Well, I mean, it breaks all of our hearts to know that what we had.
But you know, you're happy for him. And
yeah, but it's not like, he's still alive and well and healthy. He just decided, I want to be with my family. I enjoyed this offseason so much that I want to go back to that more than being the voice of the Yankees, how I've been for all of these decades. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah, I don't know. He's an inspiration of mine. I look up to him. And, I mean, one dream of mine is to meet him one day. I don't know. Maybe that'll happen one day in some fashion if things like that come true.
That's fingers crossed for you. Because I never ran into him at the stadium. I used to always, hope that he was walking through the 200 level to get to the, everybody hears those stories of I ran into John going to his car. That never happened for me. It happened in here. I'm right in the Boomer and Geo studio. John was in here one day. Somebody alerted me. I wasn't on the radio. I got my ass up, got on the train, and came in it right away because they said John was in here and John knew of me, spoke of me, wanted to meet me. I said, yo, give me 40 minutes. I'm there.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's awesome. Well, I don't know. I'm going to miss his home run calls. I'm going to have to make up my own now, which will never even compare.
But see how awesome that is for the rest of time. New Yankees will come and we'll make up what John would have said. What would have been John's home run call for this guy?
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
That's iconic, man. You can't duplicate that. You can't make that up. The guy literally turned his personality into Yankees baseball. He illustrated Yankees baseball with his personality for us.
You know, you were talking about his career achievements, and one thing that the YES Network put out, he won 12 Emmys for Yankeeography.
Oh, yeah. that's
school. That's another one to add to that.
That's how I learned about the Yankees. That's Yankee school. I didn't Google all that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't look up all that stuff. I watched all those Yankeeographies.
That all predates me just a little bit, but I know about it for sure.
You're a little too young. You young guys probably can't watch it. It's too grainy. Too slow for you.
No, it's John Sterling.
I watched all of those Yankeeographies. I'm about to see if I can run them on YouTube over the weekend just to see a little bit younger John.
Well, we can all relive the memories for generations to come. And maybe one day, I know they're honoring him on Saturday, but one day perhaps they'll have what they had for Bob Shepard Bill Shepard? Bob or Bill? I can't remember. I think Bill. Bob?
Bob, yeah.
Robert Shepard, yeah. When they had a Bob Shepard day, and John Sterling was the was calling the whole thing. It's a very, very grainy video, but he was the one moderating it at the stadium. Mm-hmm. And maybe one day they'll have something like that for him, like not just honoring him before the game, but like next season or something. John Sterling Day, where we're giving away, I don't know, and we're putting his number up retiring a banner.
You're speaking it into existence. Somebody from the Yankees is listening and saying, yup, promo
John
day.
John Sterling in Monument Park, for sure.
It could happen. It could definitely happen.
It definitely could. All right, thanks, Keith. Have a good night.
Thanks for the call, Avery. Yeah, it just makes me appreciate these last couple years even more, right? Like the Pinstripe Pride event that I host over at American Dream. I don't think John came this year, but 2 years ago, he showed up. You know, fans were able to shake his hand, talk to him, get him to sign stuff. He was showing up. Last year, they gave out the T-shirt that I'm wearing, the John and Susan T-shirt. 2 years ago, they had the John and Susan talking bobblehead. Great. Did not know if it was his last or second last or whatever, year on the mic. I wish the Yankees were better last year because there were times listening to the Yankees last year where I said, John and Susan deserve better than this. And early on in this season, I'm like, John is re-energized. I'm listening to the call. I'm like, John likes this team. John likes what he's seeing. But ultimately, he didn't want to travel. He didn't want to work that hard. He didn't want to keep doing that. And at 85 going on 86, he chose his family, and I can't fault a man for that. 877-337-6666. Goated, legend, living legend, walking icon, John Sterling, the voice of the Yankees on The Fan in New York. This is Keith McPherson A young Yankee fan on the Fan in New York with 1 hour to go until my show ends. Call me up at 877-337-6666. We'll break, do the update, and get right back after it. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.